Hello. Good evening. How's everybody doing? Thank you for coming out on a very cold Sunday evening. It's my first time in Louisville. I miss St. Louis. And thank you guys for coming down and supporting Dales Array and coming to see me play a couple of things. A little clap as I came on, that's cool.
That's all I
actually my that was my first show in America. Like, my first live show in America. We played, well, kind of televised. I televised a little bit. The three of us got the great opportunity to sing on the Grand Ole Opry last night in down in Nashville at the Ryman Auditorium, which was incredible. And they were very gracious to let me sing a couple of my songs, and so that's kind of what I'm doing for you guys tonight, if you don't mind. You know, maybe throw one in from the Nashville TV show. We'll see. We decided we're on a 2-day tour, so it was the first night. We had a massive first night of the tour last night. This is our last night of the tour. So you know, let's raise the roof. It's going crazy. This is a song I wrote with a great songwriter called Gary Burr down in Nashville. He's a bit of a legend. I think it goes like this. Nashville co-write, as they call it. Back home, just write songs in Nashville, they have a co-write. So this is a little song we played in the opera last night. Once it's in tune, because you know what, you don't have someone's out of tune. No one wants that. Tuning lullaby of the band. That's the tuning crouch.
The problem with driving 5 hours from Nashville to St. Louis is, you know, with these acoustic instruments, they sit in a car and they get really out of tune.
Oh, just the
Did she say amen? Did she say that to make you feel good? It's working. And so I had a group back home. I'm not from Mary's Sparks, as you can probably tell. I had a little group back in the UK, back in London, called Soul Woman Thief, which is me and one of my buddies. Doing a kind of like indie folky thing, and unfortunately I had to leave to move to America, which was actually pretty damn cool. So there's a little song called Storyteller. It's kind of like a little number about, I guess, almost like being an actor. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit wishy-washy, but, you know, painting pictures and telling stories is important to me. It has been for a long time. And I hope this song reflects that. Falling off, you know, I can feel anything, and now I think you guys warmed up a little bit. It's nice. some of these lights that they're making me sweat. I'm gonna do a little song from this TV show. Maybe. Let's try the second fret. see if that's right, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows these crazy things? Because we got these a capo back home, so I'm like, hey, can I have a capo, please? And then no musical person understands what that means. You gotta change the A to a capo.
How do you say pasta?
Pasta?
How do you say it? Pasta?
Stalactites? No. We can do English pronunciation jokes all night.
You go on,
we're here to sing some music. Well, probably not me, so, okay. This is a song called When the Right One Comes Along. I was hoping to get the buddy Claire Bowen down with me this time, but She plays my co-star Scarlett. I think she's got some other cool gig in Nashville tonight. So I said, okay, fine. I'll go play St. Louis and entertain those guys. So I hope you have a good night. We've got a couple, two more songs for you. This is a little number that when I first got. How long have I got it? Can I go on for a while? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm talking the same words. I first got this Nashville job, and I was telling my granddad, I think when I was auditioning for the show, and he said, oh, I had a girlfriend in Nashville. When did you have a girlfriend in Nashville? You're from the Midlands, Middle England. And then he was training as a... Was that a little bit of a bump then? Hey, don't upstage me. Don't be funny anymore. Anyway. So, back to my very deep story. Anyway, so he was training in Pensacola, Florida as a fighter pilot for the Second World War, and he ended up going to New Orleans and meeting this girl from Nashville. So she lived outside in a ranch, and it was all very exciting, and ended up dating. Did you call it dating back in the 1800s?
Courting.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Did they meet on Bourbon Street? Maybe. Let's say they did. They met on Bourbon Street. And started this romance, started writing to each other, started seeing each other. And my granddad finds out he's getting posted back to the UK to fly off to the war. And they put him on this 6-day train that passes through Nashville at about 3 in the morning. And so he manages to get a letter to this girlfriend and say, look, I'm going to be on this 6-day train that's going to be stopping in Nashville on this certain day. I'll get off and I'll meet on the platform. We'll say our goodbyes. And so he pays the train conductor $20 and he's like, look, you've got to wake me up when we get to Nashville because it's late at night. I've got to say goodbye to my girlfriend. And next thing you know, he's getting a rattling on the door and it's the conductor. And the guy says, I'm terribly sorry, sir. It's 4 a.m. and I've forgotten to wake you up and they pass Nashville. And this girlfriend is running up and down the platform. And I scream, like, shout his name, like, Owen, we're... And the dude didn't wake him up. And it's kind of a sad story. So he told me this heartbreaking story. Oh my God, and if he'd have hooked up with her, then maybe I wouldn't be here. Maybe, I don't know, it's all very confusing.
He has an entirely different accent.
I would have a different accent.
Nothing, you know.
What, this one? No. Anyway, so he told me this great story, and I wrote this song called Wake Me Up in Nashville. I don't know if I will ever see her again, but of one thing I am sure, headed off to work, but I may not come back again. What's the cost to win? People say we'll change the world. Where do I fit in? At least I can wave goodbye to the apple of my eye. Oh, this crazy, crazy world. So don't let me sleep. I've got a promise to keep. You will be on my mind. Carrying me through these troubled times. Just wake me up in Nashville. This is where I wanna be. And I will meet you on the platform at 3:15 an hour. Looking into your eyes in the fading lights of light. Wake me up in Nashville. Let me wash you tonight. As I put that $20 in your hand, all the tasks that you must do, may mean little to you, but means everything to me. My friends, they may get lost, it's the they're fighting for what they believe. But if you were all I've got, you picture in my pocket watch, entering the smile. Here's all I wanna do for now. Maybe on a while I will make it back somehow. Don't let me sleep,
I've got
promises to keep.
You will be
on my mind, saying peace on this fight, carrying me through these troubled times. This is where I wanna be. And I'll put you on the back of a boat. If it's in an hour, into the eyes, in the fading eyes of the night. We'll be up in Nashville, living on.
Holy, holy.
stories of broken petals hushed, but we march in to the streets, not to do what you need to.
Thank you very much.